Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Mike Garden. Here's what's happening. A woman who was 6 months pregnant was shot and killed in North Philadelphia last night. KYW's Antoinette Lee says doctors were unable to save the unborn baby's life.
It was quiet at Temple University Hospital as officials secured the area where the van was that was used to drive the woman to help. Police say that the pregnant woman, who was in her 30s, was shot near North 9th and West York Streets around 6 p.m. They say a man who was also shot and in critical condition managed to drive her to the hospital. Doctors tried to save the baby through emergency C-section, but sadly, the woman and her child did not make it.
Investigators say they haven't made any arrests yet, but they have recovered a gun. This shooting happened just over a mile away from where 19-year-old Yanaya Foster was shot and killed earlier this week. Her mother is devastated. She says Yanaya was doing everything she could to stay away from violence in the neighborhood.
And they just took her from me. It's like somebody stole her from me. And I keep waking up in a nightmare over and over again.
Now a man and a teenager are charged with murder. That story from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities say Charles Davis and Joel St. Fort are behind the deadly shooting of 19-year-old Yanaya Foster. Foster was shot in the head Wednesday as she sat on some steps near St. Malachi School at 10th and Thompson Streets. They say the pair also struck another person in the head, a 25-year-old man sitting in a parked car, and injured a 23-year-old man in the foot. Detectives are still talking to witnesses and are trying to figure out why 25-year-old Davis and 16-year-old St. Fort initiated the gunfire.
About two dozen shots were fired, and police believe one of the shooters was injured by return gunfire. A 28-year-old Norristown man, already accused of selling a lethal dose of heroin in Upper Marion, is now facing charges related to a deadly hit-and-run in Norristown. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The Montgomery County DA's office says Marquise Gaines was driving the Infiniti sedan that crashed into Timothy Manning Jr. of Hatfield on August 30th, 2019 at Airy and Violet Streets in Norristown. Manning's dirt bike had no lights. Police say when a car pulled out in front of him, Manning hit the brakes and laid the dirt bike on its side, but it hit the front bumper of the car. Surveillance video shows the crash, then shows the driver of the Infiniti get out and walk away. In September, investigators say they got a tip Gaines was the driver. Investigators say DNA from the car matched Gaines, and they say location services on Gaines' phone and the car's so-called infotainment system match up on the night of the deadly crash.
Charging documents say the owner of the car told police she lent it to Gaines on the night of the crash. A Gloucester County artist is being called upon by the New Jersey State Police for a special project. His story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Joe Getzinger wears a lot of hats these days. Woodbury Heights councilman, security director at Rowan College of South Jersey, retired from the state police, but his passion has always been art for almost 50 years. That passion led to him creating several prints for the state police over the years. None more important, though, than those he's working on now to honor their 100th anniversary. Next year,
I could create a painting that would memorialize the 100 years of the state police to be given out to each of the attendees at the dinner.
Getzinger is actually doing two paintings. One is already done, and the other is about 20% complete. He expects to finish in June, well ahead of the anniversary event. The mumps are back at Temple University. KYW's Paul Kurtz reports three students have come down with the viral disease.
Those students are no longer ill, but the question now is, did they contaminate others? Temple spokesman Ray Betzner says the university is trying to prevent a full-blown outbreak by quickly getting the word out.
We sent an email out to every student, faculty, and staff member here at Temple with that information in it, but especially linking back to an FAQ that gives them good information on how to stay healthy.
Last year, a mumps outbreak at Temple sickened more than 170 people.
The symptoms for mumps are similar to the flu: headache, fever, runny nose. But unlike the flu, the mumps victims have to deal with painful, swollen glands along the jawline and below the ear. Four new medical marijuana research programs have been approved by officials in Pennsylvania. KYW's John McDevitt reports three of them are from Philly.
Four more clinical registrants will join three previously selected companies to be part of the state's first-in-the-nation research program for medical marijuana. A clinical registrant holds both a medical marijuana grower, processor, and dispensary permit and is contracted with an approved academic clinical research center.
Because it's a Schedule I substance under the DEA nationally, there has been not as much research as we would like.
Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine says the programs from Temple, Penn, and PCOM have all been approved in Philadelphia. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on their radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.